This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here on the radio, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number, as always, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm, and we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in here as we normally are on a Tuesday night, but Johnson, I asked him to take the night off because I wanted to make room for Vin Armani, who is joining us here. Joining Mark, you've never actually met Vin. Did you meet him in at an Acapulco?
No. Nope. I feel you look familiar to me, though. So, well, but I've seen. But I, well, there's a lot of reasons why you look familiar.
Vin, we talked way back at 2017 at Acapulco. I had you on the show at that time, and I think Mark, you were out doing jiu-jitsu with Roger Veer. At that moment, so that's why the paths didn't cross.
I was sick at the time, too, so it's best that we didn't meet. Then I could have got a cold.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and you didn't make it out this year to Anarchapulco.
No.
Because
no.
You were in the middle of planning your move to New Hampshire.
That's right.
At that time.
That and is correct.
You've been here, what, about a month? 3 weeks? How long have you been here now?
No, I think it's actually, it's more than a month. It's probably
really?
About 5 weeks at
okay.
this point. Yeah.
5 weeks in New Hampshire, having moved from Vegas. Having ended your career as a gigolo?
I think moving to New Hampshire, you basically retire yourself as a gigolo. I mean, whether I want it or not, I think I'm basically retired at this point.
That sounds accurate.
I don't imagine there's that much business out here for that.
Not like Vegas, that's for sure.
You were on a Showtime series.
I feel like there's a lot of congruity here because I spent a lot of time in corporate America getting effed.
As a salesman for Clear Channel?
That's right.
There you go.
So you were on television. You did a six-year run on Showtime's Gigolos.
That's right. That's right.
Which followed what? You and like a few other guys? Four or five?
Well, yeah, the cast was always an ensemble cast of five, but there were some switches throughout, but I was on for all six seasons from the first episode to the last episode. So,
did you have TV experience before that?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I had been on TV, like I had done some little, I had been on a couple of game shows. I'm from Southern California.
Okay.
So I had done some extra work and some things like that when I was younger.
I see.
And, but I had, you know, I've got a theater background and I think I'm pretty good in front of a camera. I've certainly done production.
You're a handsome man.
Well, thank you. Thank you. As are you. I had done I've done video production. I've been in the entertainment
industry. You've done a little
jiggler work, too. we're not supposed to talk about that.
It's not nearly as exciting as yours. Go right ahead.
So, no, I mean, I had been in the entertainment industry. I had music, and I had done video production. And so, no, I felt comfortable going into it. I certainly felt comfortable going into it.
And then at some point, you launched your own show. The Vin Armani Show.
That's right. It'll be 2 years in October.
Okay.
So it's been.
So it was basically just before Anarchapulco. Was kind of just a few months before is when you.
That's right.
2017. So
that's
late,
right.
Yeah. Late 2016.
Late 2016. Yeah.
What motivated you to start the Vin Armani Show?
I was a hacker starting at about the age of 15, and this is the early days of the internet. This is mid 1990s. And I was running across a lot of sort of counterculture stuff and the hacker ethos as well. So, you know, I've been an anti-authoritarian for a very long time and certainly anti-war, from the beginning of sort of the Iraq war and whatnot. I was one of those people in the streets in LA
I wish I could say the same. I was sort of tricked that early part of the Iraq War, and I feel some level of responsibility for it all, frankly.
No, first day that the bombs were dropping, I was out at the federal building, And, you know, there are people out there putting their bodies out there. I wish that that particular segment of the political spectrum would be a little more anti-war nowadays, but I guess we had 8 years of BS in that regard. But, you know, I've been very much anti-state, very much libertarian. I'd consider myself an anarchist for sure. And
would you consider yourself a voluntarist?
Well, yeah, oh, absolutely.
Because I see the circle V in your logo. So
absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And I think that that's a better term to use.
Too.
People are pretty scared of the term anarchist, I mean, from a technical standpoint. So, no, I call myself a voluntarist when asked about my sort of political persuasion. But so I was a software developer, and then, you know, there was no real reason for me to put my political views too far forward publicly. But then from 2010, when the show started, and I was building up a public persona, I really kept politics out of it.
Yeah.
And those are, and just being particularly in the, you know, in the dating industry, being a professional dater, it was like, you know, when you're on a first date anyway, politics and religion is the third rail. So I did keep those out, but then
I imagine, yeah.
Yeah, once the show was over, and I think once I really felt confident that, you know, I can do and say what I want, and I can take this public persona where I want to genuinely take it.
Right.
Then it was like, I've got a lot of things to say. I started doing some little rants online, and the guys at ActivistPost.com, they reached out to me, and they said, hey, would you like to do maybe a podcast? We're trying to start doing some podcasts. And I was like, I got another idea for, like, I've been on TV. I want to do a video thing.
Sure.
And
that's where all of the action is.
Exactly. Exactly.
For whatever reason. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it turned into that, and it's evolved. And I think now it's become much more of a crypto show more than anything.
Yeah.
And that my background is a software developer. So it makes a lot of sense for me. It's something I'm very passionate about, is the technology side of this whole thing. So
we can get deeper into that.
Sure.
Again, Vin Armani's joining us here. He's got his own show over at VinArmani.com. Let's go to the phones, though. I got AC on the line. I think he's calling us from Ohio. AC, are you with us on Skype?
Can you hear me?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so I just saw this story in my Facebook feed, and I thought it'd be interesting to talk about it.
Okay.
So apparently you guys are very familiar with the controversy going on with the NFL and the whole kneeling thing for the national anthem.
Is that still going on?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's like old news at this point, isn't it? I didn't know there was
still... I thought the battle lines had been drawn and the troops went back to their bivouacs. Go
What's
ahead.
The latest development? Because, I mean, it seems like it's been 2 years since Colin Kaepernick, I believe
it was him.
Took a knee, and then there was all this support and hate and all of that happened. I mean, that was like 2 years ago,
It was 2 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. He talks about how he's upset about the police, and then everybody says, but the military? Like, I'm not talking about the military, but the military? It's the strangest argument.
So what's going on now? What are the more recent developments?
Well, you know, a couple months ago, Donald Trump talked about how he wished the NFL would fire people who don't stand for the national anthem. That was one thing. But apparently, the NFL is talking about the possibility of... If the anyone who doesn't stand for national anthem, they will have a 15-yard in-game penalty.
Well, that's
put
weird.
Towards them. Yeah.
What?
That's very strange.
So if two people, then they're back. I don't know where.
30 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made that. That's that. That may be like a. So, yeah, they're in the end zone.
When does the penalty get brought? I mean, is it so a kickoff? Then you can't go back too much farther. If the punt is received or the kickoff's received at the 20-yard line, do you go back to the fifth or do you have to go? I don't even understand.
It doesn't really say. I mean, it's just something they're thinking about, which I hope they don't do. But, you know, if there's been a lot of these nationalistic conservative fascists who are just all upset because, oh, they won't stand for this stupid song. And to be fair, one of the things I thought about is that all this controversy over this thing, this is something these conservatives really brought on themselves. If they hadn't made such a big deal of Colin Kaepernick doing it, which I don't even entirely agree with the reasons why he did it, but...
That's true. Yeah, if Colin Kaepernick had just kneeled at that game and everybody had just rolled their eyes and did nothing and said nothing, it would have been done.
It wouldn't have blown up like this.
Yeah, that's a great point, AC. If you had more on this, I don't know if you do.
More.
Stand by. We'll bring you back here for that. More come up here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Also on the way, the Venezuelan election, which we haven't really talked about what happened there yet. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio as normal. Vin Armani joining us on the third microphone from VinArmani.com. He's got his own show that airs on Mondays, if I'm not mistaken.
Mondays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
So you do your show live.
I do.
But it's also a video show, and it's available, of course, later on in archival format, and there's a podcast version.
That's correct.
As well, which, as of this week, has started airing on LRN.FM.
Which, thank you so much. That's amazing. I'm glad to be a part of that.
It is the Liberty Radio Network. For those that aren't aware, you can go and check that out any old time you want to. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Maybe you are new to cryptocurrency. You want to learn the basics about crypto? Start at Bitcoin.com. What better URL could there be to go and visit and learn about Bitcoin? But also you can get the latest news headlines from their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. Maybe you're, you know, old school. You know about Bitcoin already. You don't need the basics, but you want to know what's going on. They've got that every single day at news.bitcoin.com. And you're a big Bitcoin crypto advocate. We're going to get back into that because today is Bitcoin Pizza Day, and that deserves some discussion. But we've also got AC on the line. He's called in to bring up this kneeling controversy with the NFL, which apparently is still, I mean, I pay no attention to sports whatsoever, so I don't know what's going on. It's very rare that some sort of sports drama will cross into the realm of Free Talk Live, but every now and then, you know, we'll be coming.
Kaepernick thing certainly was one of them.
This one definitely did. So apparently it's still happening, and you're saying, AC, that there's a proposal from the NFL to penalize teams that have kneelers on the field, meaning that they would be pushed back 15 yards for each person who's caught kneeling during the national anthem. Did I understand that correctly?
Well, it says here that if just one person on the team decides to do it, it's just a 15-yard penalty.
Okay. That's so, it, just one time. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
so
if
it's
more
like
than
it's
one,
just,
does it?
If someone on the team decides to take a knee, then they're going to punish the entire team for the 15.
Just like grade school.
So
it's like where one person in class.
That's what I was saying. You took the words out of my mouth on that one.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to make you know, some kind of hazing occur.
I've got a story about hazing, too, if you want to talk about that. All right, AC, what else did you want to say about it? Go ahead.
Yeah, like the thing about it is I kind of look more on this whole kneeling thing. You know, the people who get upset over this, these, you know, butthurt snowflake conservatives, it's like, you know what? I mean, I'm not into sports. I don't care. But if I did, I would personally be bothered by it because, you know, the thing that would bother me personally would be the whole nationalism, flag waving, and the military worship. That would be bothered me. But it wouldn't bother me to the point where it's like, I'm not going to watch football anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still watch it. It's like, I just don't care. It's like, and you think these people, these fascists that get upset over this, you think they could just, you know, roll their eyes like you were talking about in the last segment and just get on. But no, and because they made such a big deal on what Colin Kaepernick did, you know, it blew up into this huge thing to where even Donald Trump has reared his ugly head by saying, they should be fired.
Well, it makes people very uncomfortable. The idea of breaking out of the mold and
it's
doing...
It's the one true religion in the United States is patriotism.
Statism?
Patriotism, yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, the government, and this was something we were actually talking about at a recent local libertarian meetup here in Keene, is this, you know, the idea of statism as a religion, that, you know, essentially the belief in the state is a fantasy. I mean, I'm not against religion. I see this as an evil religion. This is a religion that justifies the use of aggressive violence against peaceful people. You know, your typical religion, they just have a belief about the universe, they have a belief about God and creation and all that, and they kind of keep it to themselves, or they try to, you know, let other people know, but they're not putting a gun to anybody's head to force them into the church. Whereas with the government, if you don't do what they say, somebody with a gun is going to show up at some point, and they're going to hurt you, possibly, if you don't go along with whatever arbitrary diktats that have been handed down on high from, you know, men who believe that they believe in this thing called the state. The people who work for the court system, the judge calls himself the court. He doesn't say me or I. He says the court.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about himself as
in the third person as
the court.
As an organization.
It's when you talk to the prosecutor, they will say they are the state. They're
not
the prosecutor. They're not Joe Smith. They're the state. The officer is the state who wrote you the ticket. They believe in something that is greater than themselves that doesn't provably exist. It's totally a violent, dangerous, evil religion.
Well, football has become so much a part of the state at this point. I mean, I think it would be fair to say that the Super Bowl is a national holiday, that it is a national holiday. It's part of the religion.
Pretty much.
You look at the ads during that period of time, besides the typical, what you would call the typical American cultural icons that are there, tons of ads for the military, the Air Force, Marines. I mean, the Marines ads are all over football games, which is the thing that bothered me so much with Colin Kaepernick, was that here you go, you've been playing this entire time, and you're worried about, I mean, it really did devolve into a very sort of racially divisive issue, but it's like you were happy to be standing this whole time during your entire career, and you've got Air Force jets flying overhead, yeah, while innocent brown people in other places, including American citizens, are being killed by drones.
At least one of them, yep.
So I didn't see, and the military is being advertised right over the top. I don't see you kneeling for that. I don't see you demanding that they take the ads down for that. So to me, that like this is a very hollow expression, and the expression that came back from the other side is such a hollow expression.
Yeah.
It's entertainment. It's professional wrestling, really.
Well, so
at least in professional wrestling, you got people like Glenn Jacobs, who's an actual libertarian.
I'm saying.
Well, I mean, you know, for one, the fans in professional wrestling can allow the bad guys to be bad guys, mm-hmm, and then like the good guys. In this case, apparently the fans of football can't say, oh, somebody has a different opinion than me.
Right.
They can still play football.
Right.
They've got to get off my field, right? Like, that's the reaction to it. However, Vin, I'd say that, you know, just because Colin Kaepernick doesn't have the depth of understanding of the issues that perhaps you do, doesn't mean that he doesn't need an opportunity to express those ideas.
Sure. And we all start somewhere.
Right?
Sure.
And
sure.
So, you know, I mean, for me, I don't necessarily agree with every statistic that surrounds the Black Lives Matter movement. I can understand the points of view, and I'm ready to have a conversation, but I think there's some nuanced points that need to be made. But on the other hand, if I were, like, I can put myself in the shoes of a Black American and say the national anthem, which is a song that in the third verse extols executing escaped slaves, like, I'm going to have a real problem with standing for that thing.
Well, I would like to, as a Black American, I'm half Black and half
really?
Mexican myself.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
I knew you some variety of brown.
Right?
I'm
a little racially ambiguous. Colin Kaepernick, when this whole thing happened, I did a little YouTube rant calling it, and the title is The Tragedy of the Half-Black Quarterback. Here's something interesting as we're speaking about this whole thing. Kaepernick was pretty much led down this path that he was led down because he started dating a woman who was very high up in the... We can talk about it when we come back. It's a very interesting story about
Colin. AC, thanks for the call. I appreciate you bringing that up here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-FREE. 450-3733, Skype username. If you want to sound as good as AC there, Skype username is lrn.fm, or hop into our Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News. today, President Donald Trump met with the president of South Korea. Now, the president also took some time to answer some questions regarding a supposed summit coming up with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Well, we're moving along, and we'll see what happens. There are certain conditions that we want, and I think we'll get those conditions. And if we don't, we don't have the meeting. And frankly, it has a chance to be a great, great meeting for North Korea and a great meeting for the world.
Today, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was questioned by European lawmakers. Zuckerberg mainly, though, stuck to his same talking points from when he was here stateside.
It's going to take time to work through all the changes that we need to make here, but I'm committed to getting this right and to making the significant investments that are necessary to keep people safe.
The EU has some new laws that go into effect this Friday, and if Facebook were to break those new privacy laws, the fine could be $1 billion. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype username, LRN.FM, plus our Discord on-air call-in line room. You can hop in there over at discord.lrn.fm. And if you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you are a liberty-loving person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you need to know about liberty.menu. Libertarians for a long time have been asking, and they've asked us on the air, you know, what do you guys recommend to find a liberty-friendly business? How do I find businesses that are actually freedom-oriented? Well, up until liberty.menu, there really wasn't anything worth talking about. There were a couple of attempts that were kind of lackluster, and they didn't really go anywhere, and they didn't really look that great. Liberty.menu, easy to use, it works well, and it's free. So really, there's no reason not to put your own business, whatever it is that you do, up on liberty.menu, because then you might get some new business. You might get business from libertarians that didn't know that you existed prior to them finding you on liberty.menu. Plus,
free advertising. Yeah, you can argue with that.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. And also, events coordinators. If you've got an event coming up, you want libertarians to know about it, you can put that there. There's a category for that. There's also a category for digital content creators and more. And of course, there's also ratings and reviews, and there's even a little bit of a social network aspect to the site. You go to liberty.menu, add your stuff there any old time you want to, and use code FTL, and you get a special badge for your user profile there. Again, we can't give you a discount because it's free. So liberty.menu.
You can give any discount you want because it's free.
There you go. Liberty.menu, check it out. So, Ben, you were just about to tell us a story regarding Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick. Yes, which as an individual who's a multiracial guy, right, half, mm-hmm. half black, I believe he's half black, half white, an interesting story, and to preface it, I would say that it's unfortunate that the issue of police violence became racialized partly, and really in many ways blew up, and this issue became divisive when he really had an opportunity to unite some people around the fact that police violence is a problem no matter what race you are. And
exactly.
And him in particular is that, and most people don't know this about him, while he is biracial, he was given up for adoption. I think he was born in somewhere in the northern Midwest. I want to say either Minneapolis or Milwaukee. He was given up for adoption and ended up in the Central Valley, adopted by a white family.
Okay.
Completely white family in a town that's like maybe 2% black.
Okay.
Raised around an agricultural town, they couldn't have children, and they had so they adopted him. Then they actually wound up having two more kids after that. He was raised by this all white family, treated fantastic, taken through very lovingly all white coaches in a mainly white town, raised up and
probably really is a stand he's a great example as to how when you just single out race.
Yes.
That I'm not saying that it's all peaches and cream being a black guy in America. I'm not going to say that at all. But there are other aspects that make that go into this conversation surrounding privilege and all that other stuff.
Well, and one of the interesting things about it is that it's like here is a guy who was raised and while he says it was difficult for him always being with this family that, he would walk into a place and obviously he looks different than the rest of the family, and that was difficult
for
him.
Some people are going to have questions, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure, but that
he's a friend?
He always said that, he was raised in a wonderful manner and really loves his family and they love him and they supported him and all of that. And I think that it was really a moment for him. But he's a young man, right? These are the things that you have to learn over time. At the time, I said, this is going to be such a tragedy because of all the people who could, instead of dividing, whose story is actually a story of uniting,
right.
of individualism, of stepping beyond race, that, wow, you took, not only did you take the opportunity to divide, but you're going to lose your career over this. And he did.
Did he?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. I mean,
he's not playing anymore.
He's not playing anymore?
No, okay. he became completely toxic to any team. And it's like, I think that it just goes to show, and it's proof that, of course, the state will wants to divide. It wants to divide along racial lines. Always to divide along racial lines. But this was, of all the people in the world, right? Here you are, a star, in a great market, in a very diverse market, in a very liberal market that would have taken and ran with this idea that he was like, no, okay, it's a problem for all of us. Let's talk about police violence. It's
but
not just a problem for black
and
people.
And why was it that he chose to take it down the black avenue rather than the
Unfortunately, he had hooked up with a woman who is, I believe she's actually a radio host as well in New York on a hip-hop radio station, and she is a pretty militant, very sort of divisively racist individual and walked him down that path. Now, I could have some sympathy with him coming from that environment as a young man, really never having the black experience, also never really having the experience of his father. And so I could understand of his biological father,
right,
who's a black man, trying to discover that. I can have some sympathy with him in that regard. I mean, I was raised in Southern California. I was raised in a mainly Latino place. Obviously, I thankfully was able to spend a lot of time with my father, so I had that experience. But I also went to Howard University, which is a historically black University.
Yep.
And getting there, it's not like I had been raised in Atlanta or Chicago in a black neighborhood. And so getting around really all black people for the first time, not in a mixed or environment, and there being a degree of militancy and some Afrocentricness, and of course you want to explore that aspect of your culture. I mean, it's like it doesn't matter where you're from. If you're Irish and you end up back in Ireland, you're going to want to explore what is this aspect of my culture as you're if you're going to university in Ireland and all of this, right?
So I think especially when you're younger, you're trying to figure out what you are in the world.
Exactly.
Sometimes you can look back rather than looking forward. I don't think it's the best direction to look necessarily, but I get it.
Yeah, and so you couldn't expect Colin Kaepernick. I believe at the time he was maybe 23, 24.
Yeah.
And he had been, you know, a pampered athlete his whole life. It's not like he really had a chance to discover himself. Here he's an independent man. He's trying to discover himself. He winds up in this situation. It's unfortunate because really nothing positive came out of that, and the person who ended up being hurt the most was him.
Yeah.
I think it's a prime example and a place that we can all learn and gain some wisdom that had he stepped out and had he been a uniter, he wouldn't have been a pariah. He probably would have been, at this point, one of the most popular players in the NFL.
I mean, people were still going to hate him. Anybody that goes against the state religion is hated, right?
Sure, sure. But I think it was less about... It was compounded by the fact that he made it a racial issue.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
So it's like the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and I think that there are plenty of non-black people who were perhaps previously his fans who felt like he was attacking them.
Or leaving them out in the cold or whatever.
Exactly.
I also think there's a lot of black people. I mean, I can say, I've met a lot of black men who had done the military thing, who had, effectively, they understood they were black, but they swam through white culture, if you want to use that terminology, without too much difficulty. And they came out the other side saying, yeah, those white people don't understand what it's like to be black, but... they're all in all not bad about it.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's the vast majority of people, which was why it was such an unwise move for him to make.
Like he was trying to please his girlfriend.
Well, that happened.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
sure.
That's a very real thing. Yeah. I mean, how many people haven't had some opinion or another in the world because some woman, likely one that they're either dating now or recently were dating, had that same opinion, and you were convinced. And by the way, the same
vice versa.
On the other side.
Yeah, right. We've got a state representative here in New Hampshire who moved here as part of the Free State Project. This Liberty Migration. She was an anarchist when she moved here. Her boyfriend at the time was an anarchist. She now has a Democrat boyfriend, and she's gone full-on Democrat.
That's
and
a shame.
Has turned against the libertarians.
Shame.
Not just gone Democrat and kept quiet about the libertarians, but actually come out and insulted the libertarians. So we've had her on this show before, multiple times.
Mm.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, the Venezuelan election. But first, Bitcoin Pizza Day is today. What does that mean? We'll explain coming up.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states.
and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We also have Discord. What is Discord? It's a chat service, and it's free to use. They've got voice chat and text chat. Most people are in the text chat most of the time, but sometimes after the show, some of our listeners will kind of get together in one of the voice chat rooms. It's a way for our listeners to connect with each other and also some of the hosts of the show. So I'm in there pretty much all day, every day. Mark, you kind of make appearances whenever you feel so inclined, and some of the hosts are, again, there more often based on their own preferences. But it's free. You can get in there, and there's, last time I checked, over 600 registered members from the service. Not all of them have come back, but about half of them tend to visit. About half of them tend to visit, like, over the last week, basically. So it's, we think we've done all right. We've created a relatively popular libertarian chat room service, and there's different rooms like cryptocurrency discussion, gaming, Forkfest, New Hampshire, you know, liberty activism stuff. So if you want to connect with other listeners, it's a great way to do it, whether it's before, during, or after the show. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. And it's also another way that you can actually call into the show, because, again, there's these voice chat rooms in there. And so we have one of them set up as our on-air call-in line. So if you want to sound the best, if you want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us, it's got that level of quality. So check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark with Vin Armani with us in the studio. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun here. We got Phil in New Orleans. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're watching us online at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that. You were a little loud there. I think it was on our network side. Go ahead.
Nice to finally chat with you, Ian and Mark.
Yes, sir.
And, Ben.
Yeah, please.
So, a lot of people migrated.
Do me a favor. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Phil. Back off your phone just like maybe an inch or two. It's just a little bit overmodulated. I appreciate it.
Okay. Is this any better?
That's
a lot better.
Yes,
sounds
great. Go right ahead.
Okay. Just saying, I have a lot of people migrated to New Hampshire from warmer climates, southern states, and been successful in acclimating to, the kind of the scene there. Like I usually tend bar, worked in restaurants a lot. Just wondering about the whole shy movement and how accepting people are in the New Hampshire area. Just different cultures. How's the nightlife there? Is it a good? Keene, New Hampshire is a good party town.
Keene is not a party town. Keene is a quiet little town. Keene is a quiet little town in the southwest corner of New Hampshire. There's not a whole lot that goes on here. It is a college town, so there's a bunch of college students here for about three quarters of the year or whatever. There are people who say that the nightlife is more of a thing in Manchester and Portsmouth. Portsmouth is sort of renowned as the music city. There's a lot of live music.
I say there's plenty of nightlife in Keene. It's just may not be what you think of nightlife. Like, it's not a lot of dancing, but there's certainly lots of bars.
There's bars in all kinds of places.
I understand, but that's nightlife.
Okay. I've never heard anybody say Keene is a place with death. I'm just saying. I mean, I love Keene, and I'll defend Keene, as a great place to live, but it's not the place where you go for nightlife in New Hampshire. That's what I'm told by people who come from Manchester and Portsmouth.
All right,
okay? Vin, you're brand new to the area. You're in Nashua. I mean, you've been here 5 weeks. What's your impression of that city? Because it's the second largest city
of Nashua.
Yeah, in New Hampshire.
No, I dig it, but I mean, I'm also, I'm coming from Las Vegas, so nothing is going to
We don't have showgirls.
No, nothing is going to match that. But and it's also I think it's a little more of a family town. Certainly, if I was but I'm here with my family.
Right.
If I was,
you're not looking to go to a club with your wife and 2 year old.
No, not tonight.
Right.
Not tonight.
Yeah.
But I have done a bit of the nightlife in Portsmouth, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed myself, and also in Manchester as well in the wintertime,
mm-hmm.
and it was popping. It was popping. It was definitely. I mean, it's again. I'm not the person to ask, having spent the last 8 years living in Vegas. It's like you say nightlife. I could just walk down the street and it was crazy. But it seemed like there was a lot going on. Bars packed, certainly tons of them with DJs in them and live music.
And this was during the wintertime when presumably people would be more interested in not leaving their house.
I did Manchester in the winter because mm-hmm. I was here for Liberty Forum, but then in the fall was when I did Portsmouth, and it was rocking, the whole little downtown area. I mean, I went spent some time at a club in Portsmouth called the Red Door, and actually I'm a huge house music fan, some of the best house music I had heard in a long time, packed full of people.
You're a DJ, right?
I am, yes, since a very young age.
What's your DJ name?
Amino, A-M-E-N-O, but I don't really DJ under that anymore,
okay.
So I just DJ under Vin. Armani now.
Okay.
I mean, I've got the brand. Why rename myself?
Phil also asked about sort of acceptance and that kind of thing. What about as a person of color? What's it like? Nothing?
I think particularly in Nashua. Nashua is an interesting city because it's got Oracle is there, BAE is there. It's all these sort of tech companies that I guess are sitting on the border to get away from the taxes of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
But it's a super. Particularly, I'm in the southern area, so I'm just a few blocks from Oracle, and I go down to. First off, it's really kind of hip and upscale, but I go down to the local coffee shop and it's more brown people in there than white folks. So
Nashua is probably one of the more diverse cities in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Here in Keene, it's
not so
96% white, and the rest of it's mostly Asians.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a beautiful drive to get here, but it is nestled into. I was shocked when it opened up. This is my first time in Keene,
right.
So when it opened up, and I was like, oh, this is a kind of a cool college town. Like, it's really, really beautiful town. But certainly on the way here, I was not expecting it to open up into this town, man.
It's a pretty little kind of idyllic New
England. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to make it seem like a person of color would have to end up in a city in New Hampshire simply because, you know, cities are where people of color go. That's, to me, ridiculous. I would, however, I would say that basically Keene's going to be just as welcoming as are most towns, to my mind, because I can only see the people that I know would shame someone greatly if they attempted to ostracize somebody based on their skin color. That's what my experience is. I don't know what it's like, for anybody else anywhere else.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, just having observed, having lived here now for, 11, 12 years or whatever, I remember reading a story in the Keene Sentinel, not a story, but a letter to the editor, a local newspaper, written by a black woman who had actually moved up from our hometown, Mark, of Sarasota, Florida. And she wrote a letter saying that she was leaving because she felt as though she was being discriminated against on the streets of Keene. Now, I don't have that experience. I'm not black, so I don't know what that's like. I had to take her word for it from that particular article. But she was so frustrated that she ended up leaving Keene, and she cited this as her reason for leaving.
Did she say, did she cite a specific incident?
People were apparently, saying things to her on the street.
Really?
Yeah, which was surprising to me because, so, that's one person's experience.
Sure, okay.
Right? And then I met another guy who was kind of like the token black guy in Keene at the high school. He wasn't at high school anymore, but I met him through a friend of a friend here in town. And, and I sat with him and I said, I told him the story about this woman's letter that I'd seen in the Sentinel. I said, you grew up here. This lady had moved up from Florida. I said, you grew up here. What was it like for you being the only black guy at Keene High School?
Sure.
Because where else are you going to experience, nasty behavior, right? Except for at a high school, right?
Middle school.
So, yeah, what was it like for you? And what he said to me was, he said it was fine. People treated him with respect. It was just, for them, the way he described it was, these people had only ever seen a black person on television.
Right.
So it was kind of like a weird thing of, this person's different, but he's still a human being. They still treated him fine. So he was, he's still living here. He didn't leave the area or anything like that. He made friends and everything was fine for him. So obviously different people have different experiences. So I don't want to candy coat anything about what might happen here.
But I also think that if you go looking for a bigot, you find a bigot.
True.
That's
maybe that's what she was doing.
Sure. Well, what I'm saying is that people are people anywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that if you approach the world in a very defensive way, particularly if you're a bit of an outsider, if you're looking for somebody to rub you the wrong way,
you'll find them.
You bring it and you'll attract also bring it on yourself.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, granted, it's no mystery that if you were to move to Keene and you are a person of color,
right,
that you're going to be in the vast minority. But that also doesn't mean that there's any particular threat or that you're going to be treated. Now, here's the thing about it. You're also exotic.
Right.
So
that doesn't hurt.
If it's about how are you going to approach the situation. If you approach it defensively, like maybe people won't like me, that's one thing. But if you approach it the other way, like, hey, I'm going to play this up for everything that it's worth, there's a positive to that, too.
No doubt about it.
Yes, sir.
Did that answer your question, Phil?
I think I have a little vacation time coming up this summer, and was just gonna thinking about searching around. Really enjoy you guys' show and your ideas, and thank you.
Go to the Shire forums at forum.shiresociety.com and post when you're coming up. We'll make sure we have a meetup for you. Thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.